This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. NHS workforce planning faces strategic uncertainty as UK prioritizes domestic medical graduates. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. The UK's healthcare workforce strategy is entering uncharted territory as new legislation prioritizes domestic medical graduates over international doctors, raising questions about whether current planning adequately addresses long-term service delivery needs. According to Dr. Partha Kaur, NHS consultant and former National Specialty Advisor for Diabetes, writing in the BMJ, recent policy changes appear fragmented and lack strategic coherence when viewed collectively. Key takeaways: the medical training prioritization. Act now legally requires UK graduates to be prioritized over international medical graduates for training posts. NHS work planning assumes domestic graduates will eventually meet staffing needs while reducing reliance on international doctors. Physician assistants and other non-doctor roles are expected to fill service gaps traditionally staffed by international graduates. UK Priority Medical Training Act prioritizes domestic graduates for training positions. NHS workforce strategy components, policy changes affecting medical training and staffing. 2024-2026 UK graduates training priority, reduced reliance, international doctors, PA roles, gap filling. Source, the BMJ, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Legislative changes reshape medical training priorities. The Medical Training Prioritization Act represents a fundamental shift in how the UK allocates medical training positions. As outlined by Carr in his BMJ commentary, this legislation legally mandates that UK medical graduates receive priority access to specialty training posts over their international counterparts. This policy change appears designed to ensure domestic medical school investment translates directly into NHS workforce capacity. However, Carr suggests the approach may reflect miscalculations about workforce supply and demand when considered alongside other concurrent policy developments. The timing coincides with broader NHS workforce planning discussions, including the anticipated release of an updated national workforce strategy later this year. This creates uncertainty about how different policy strands will integrate coherently. International graduate reliance reduction raises capacity questions. Simultaneous efforts to reduce NHS dependence on international medical graduates represent another significant strategic shift. According to Carr's analysis, this reduction appears predicated on assumptions that UK graduates will eventually meet workforce needs across all specialties and geographic regions. Historically, international medical graduates have filled crucial gaps in less popular specialties and underserved areas. The strategy now assumes domestic graduates will accept these service-heavy roles that were traditionally staffed by international doctors, while physician assistants and other non-doctor positions provide additional support. This workforce rebalancing occurs against a backdrop of persistent NHS staffing challenges and regional variation in training post-attractiveness. The assumption that domestic supply will automatically align with service demand across all areas remains untested. Non-doctor roles expected to bridge service gaps. Physician assistants and other advanced practice roles feature prominently in the emerging workforce model. These positions are expected to assume clinical responsibilities that previously required fully qualified doctors, particularly in areas struggling to attract UK graduates. However, Carr's commentary suggests this role expansion may represent an attempt to maintain service levels while reducing international doctor recruitment. The success of this approach depends on several factors, including adequate training capacity for these new roles and patient acceptance of different care models. The integration of these changes with existing NHS service delivery models remains unclear, particularly regarding supervision requirements and scope of practice boundaries. Strategic coherence questioned amid policy convergence. The convergence of these policy changes, UK graduate prioritization, reduced international recruitment, and expanded non-doctor roles, raises questions about overall strategic coherence. Carr's analysis suggests these developments make little sense in isolation and may reflect inadequate integrated planning. Workforce planning complexity increases when multiple policy levers operate simultaneously without clear coordination mechanisms. The assumption that domestic graduates will fill all gaps left by reduced international recruitment may prove optimistic, particularly for less popular specialties or challenging locations. Future workforce planning success will likely depend on accurate demand forecasting and realistic assessment of domestic graduate career preferences. The next version of the National Workforce Plan may need to address these integration challenges explicitly. Recent workforce policy changes appear interlinked but make little sense in isolation, potentially reflecting miscalculations about workforce supply and demand. Dr. Partha Kar, NHS consultant, the BMJ, 2026. What this means for patients: service delivery may face disruption during workforce transition period with potential impacts on access and continuity of care. For clinicians, international medical graduates face reduced training opportunities, while UK graduates may need to consider previously less popular specialties and locations. For policymakers, integrated workforce planning becomes critical to ensure policy changes don't create unintended service gaps or recruitment crises. Frequently asked questions: how will the medical training prioritization act affect international medical graduates? The Act legally requires UK medical graduates to be prioritized for specialty training posts over international graduates. This could significantly reduce training opportunities for international doctors seeking NHS careers. What roles will physician assistants play in the new workforce model? Physician assistants and similar roles are expected to fill service gaps, particularly in areas that traditionally relied on international doctors. They would handle clinical responsibilities previously requiring fully qualified doctors. Will UK graduates be required to work in less popular specialties? While not legally required, the workforce strategy assumes UK graduates will fill roles across all specialties and locations, including those previously less attractive to domestic doctors. The success of the UK's evolving medical workforce strategy will ultimately depend on whether integrated planning can reconcile competing policy objectives with service delivery realities. As the NHS prepares its next comprehensive workforce plan, addressing these strategic coordination challenges may prove decisive for maintaining healthcare access and quality across all communities. Source: Partha Kar, NHS Workforce Planning is Missing Clarity and Direction,